I'm Father Seraphim Bichonner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, as we continue our Easter journey discovering each and every day the great and wondrous gifts of the Word and the Spirit in our lives. To become familiar with those gifts so that we can continue our journey into union with the Father, in union with the Son, in union with the Spirit, that we can become one with the One who has made us. And our meditation today comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 27. And 28. And just as it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this comes the judgment, so also was Christ offered once to take away the sins of many. The second time, with no part in sin, he will appear unto the salvation of those who await him. Saint Irenaeus, in his fifth book against the heresies, writes, "In the beginning, the Maker of all things, the Word of God, formed humanity. When he found that which he had created had been damaged by sin, he offered it many types of healing. Once, as is shown in his work, he healed each separate part. At another time, he once and for all restored humanity into fullness of health, and making it perfect for himself in preparation for the resurrection. For what reason did he give healing to those different parts of the flesh, and restoring them to their original health, if not to prepare them for salvation? If he had intended only a temporary healing of humanity, he did nothing of importance for those who had benefited from his healing. Thus how can one argue that the flesh is unable to receive the divine life which flows from him, when it truly received his healing? Life comes through healing, and incorruption comes from life. Thus, when he heals, he offers life, and the one who gives life also covers that which he has made with incorruption." Once again, we hear the great and wondrous news that God, and the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit truly desires our salvation, that all that he has done is for us to be saved. He who has made us is the same as he who has healed us, and is also the same as he who has given everything so that we can be made safe, so that we can become one with him. How, in hearing that great and wondrous news, can we not be filled with the spirit of desiring to offer praise, to offer glory to the one who has done and continues to do everything in his power, that the best possible future for us can be realized, that future in which we will no longer be affected by sin and death, we instead will be unified with him in the glory and the kingdom and the future of heaven. Yes, indeed, hearing those words and reflecting upon those words should inspire us to give praise and glory to God, should inspire us to see those wondrous signs of our healing, of our salvation in the world. Because just as we are being saved, so others within the body of Christ are also being saved, so is the entire world being redeemed through the great and the wondrous works of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us continue to reflect, therefore, upon how Christ is bringing incorruption to that which has been corrupted, healing to that which has been wounded, which has been damaged, curing to that which had been sick. Let us continue to cry out our Easter refrain, "Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life."